we are paid, even though it's not a lot of money, but we still get some salary out of our services ministers. What I also know is that there were ministers like myself who come from Bulawayo and other towns that come to Harare to work. I think this was raised that we should actually be given accommodation in order to enable us to work in Harare. And I do know that that has not gone very far. And we are about to wind up our business as ministers as the elections draw near. I don't know about others, but I do know that many MDC ministers are actually not staying in government houses. We are renting houses in Harare for us to stay. But there were attempts to try and get us to stay in government houses. But it was found that there are people who are staying in there, and some of them who were leases for those houses actually vacated, went overseas and leased it to another person and another person. So it's really quite a mess. So we were unable to occupy government houses.
So at the end of the day, what happens to a minister when he actually gets out of office? Do you have any packages? What happens?
When we were engaged, and as I now think about the terms of our appointment, the letters of our appointment, there's no mention of anything like that. And we are also dealing with the ZANU-PF ministers who have been in government for 30 years. And so if they had been leaving, maybe we'd have some kind of precedent. But there's no precedent here because most of the ZANU-PF ministers have remained in government. But I'm not aware that we will be given anything. But as you ask me, it might be useful for them to hear. And then it might be a good idea for them to give us something. I think we've worked very hard with a very low salary. And if they think of giving us something, I think it will be welcome.
Are you entitled to some kind of pension or something like that?
You know, quite frankly, I'm not so sure. I do know that there is no medical aid for starters. And if we've been in this government for 4.5 years now, and we had no medical aid, how would we have a pension or a separate pension? But what I know is we're not even contributing to NASA, for that matter. And I don't know whether there's a separate scheme for ministers. If there is, they are very mum about it.